Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Choose Happy podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid. And today, we're going to be talking about teen things. I've got my teen stepdaughter on the show today, and I don't know about you, but I don't know when I became so out of the loop with teen things. So today, my friends, we are getting in the know from our very own teen, Christy Wilson, including what's cool, what's not, why TikTok is so popular, plus what it's like to be the daughter of both a TV personality and a police sergeant in these turbulent times. Friends, please help me welcome the girl who is a reminder of just how old I am, my 15-year-old stepdaughter, Miss Christy Wilson.
Hi.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking time to do this with me today. I know you have so many other cooler teen things to be doing. But so the audience gets to know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you go to school, maybe some of your hobbies.
Well, I go to Eureka High School. I'm in 9th grade. Right now, I'm taking my normal classes plus a psychology class at CR. I enjoy volleyball and softball a lot. Pretty soon, I'm probably going to get back on that.
And yeah. Sports, man. What's it been like being a teen in 2020 and 2021?
Well, I mean, especially with like everything going on, especially with COVID, I feel like it's been hard on some of us teens, but at the same time, I think it's helped us learn and grow through everything, especially with technology, because I have not used this much technology in so long. But I think with all of this, now I actually know how to like work a computer better and with my phone. And yeah.
Speaking of technology, let's talk about social media, because even before this pandemic, I mean, you guys, your age group just knows so much more about technology than we do. And I just want to know, like, what's the coolest app that I don't have on my phone?
I mean, you have TikTok already. Personally, I think that's the coolest app.
That was my next question. Why is TikTok so popular? Like, what is the deal with that?
I mean, I think it's just, like, because it's, like, funny. And a lot of teens are on there. So we can all just relate to one another. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you heard the phrase memes. Like, were they, like, little jokes, you know?
Okay, I'm not cool, but I'm, like, a little bit cooler than that. Like, I know what a meme is. But it's I don't know what a lot of things are. Like, you said bussin', ship. Tell us the cool lingo.
Oh, okay. So, like, right now, the thing is, like, bussin'.
Like, what even is that?
It's basically where if something's good, you normally just use it for food. Like, if something's good that you're eating, you're like, this is bussin'.
I'm having a Pop-Tart right now, like you are. Is this bussin'?
It's bussin'.
Oh, it's bussin'.
And then the phrase right now also is sheesh. It's like,
what?
It's like saying, like, dang, you know, but like, sheesh, you know?
Oh, okay. Like, oh my God, sheesh, like sheesh. Like,
yeah, just like a long.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. So I have TikTok on my phone. I don't really know how to use it very well. I've made a few. You and I have made some together. You taught me how to do a couple things, but I feel like I just can't keep up with the technology.
I mean, there's a lot to it, but it's also not a lot. I think once you get to like do it more often, you get used to it, because they're always coming out with these like new filters on there or like new little buttons you can press when you're recording. So I feel like it just expands over time, you know?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I've had Snapchat forever and days, but I never post anything other than Barbie. Like, you guys are like, I don't know. I have like, like 5 followers. I don't know. Okay, so do you do your own videos, or do you just look at others?
No, I do my own videos, but I set it in my draft where only I can see them, nobody else, just to, like, for fun. Or you can always post them too if you want to, but yeah, I just keep them for myself.
I notice a lot of kids do that these days. Like, my brother and sister too. Like, they have like they'll post something and then they'll delete it. Like, what's the deal with that?
Normally either they'll just delete it or they'll set it to private, and then you think that they deleted it, but they just set it to private settings.
Oh, so that we can't see it. I see.
Or like they'll just want it for themselves and then they'll put it on private.
Did you know that when I was your age, there was no social media? Like, computers were barely coming in when I was like in grade school. We didn't have cell phones. We had like old school rotary phones and then the cool landline phones with had like a long cord to it. Like, do you even know what a landline is?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You should see the look on your dad's face right now. He's
I
sitting next to
don't.
me doing his thing, and I see him roll his eyes like, oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what about being in school during the pandemic? Like, how is it? So you just went back to school. You're doing an alternating week on, week off schedule where you're virtual one week, you go the other week, and then Mondays you're always virtual. Like, how is that? Is that annoying, confusing, fun?
Well, right now, it's kind of fun in a way because you still get break in between and you get sleep, you know? But then at the same time, it is a little bit annoying because if you have like sort of big project, you know, you want more help on, and it ends up being on the time that you're off, then you have to do more emailing than asking if you could just be there and asking for help, things like that.
Right.
And just in general, like, going on and off, it's just a little bit frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, like what, and do you get to see your friends that are like, do you have friends that are in the same schedule as you?
See, that's the thing too. Not a lot of people, like, of everybody's little friend groups, they're all like separated because of how each group is divided. And so some are in the first group and some are in the second group. And then so you guys don't hang out anymore, you know?
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
What are the different types of like cliques or social groups in school these days? Like, I know how it was when I was in school, but I'm so out of the loop now. And like, if there are still different type of social groups, which one would you be in?
Well, I feel like there's not really social groups. Like, it's like more, I've heard like grown-ups how like there was cliques and all these things back then, but I feel
Yeah.
like
Back
now now I feel like it's everybody knows each other, you know, and we all just like hang out, or we'll hang out with certain groups sometimes or somebody else. But then you guys just all like know each other, and you guys mostly get along, you know?
Are there bullies in school?
Not that I know of. No.
I'm so happy to hear that. And you go to Eureka High. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you eat? Like, who do you eat with at school? Like, back in my day, you could buy lunch at school. We weren't allowed to leave campus, but now with COVID, they like let you leave. Like, how does
Yeah.
that work for lunches and breaks?
We get 40 minutes for lunch. So normally we'll either just stay on campus or we'll go to like Henderson Center where there's like fresh freeze or the bakery and stuff like that.
And they trust that you're going to come back? Like, do kids
Yeah.
always come back?
Yeah, they normally do. And if they don't, it's really easy to tell now because the teachers know when you're supposed to be on campus or online. So if you try to like go off campus and just join online and say that you're at school, then they'll know.
What if you like say, like, can you decide to go to school during the week that you're on, or can you decide to stay home and be virtual if you wanted to?
They have a little bit of strict rules with that. They said if you keep being like absent or tardy a lot to in-person school, then they'll put you back online. So
I
the whole
see.
COVID thing.
Right. Interesting. Back to like what's cool, these teen things. What's your favorite song right now? Because you're always telling me about the cool music.
I don't think I have a favorite song right now.
Or is there like a good artist that's like popular that I don't know about, maybe?
No, you know, I've played some of my music in front of you. I think you know them.
Your dad doesn't like him.
I
If
can't.
it were up to him, everybody would listen to country all the time.
Yes, that's what I had to
You
listen to.
have, I mean, do you, but you like country still, right? You just like other music too.
Yeah, I just don't listen to it as often because, we don't play it in the car, you know?
Right.
And that's like the only time I would really listen to it.
We don't go anywhere because it's pandemic.
Yeah.
If you could go anywhere, if you could travel to, how about this? If you could travel to any year in the past or future, like any decade, what would it be?
in a year?
Yeah, like the 50s, the 80s, maybe in the future. Like what, when, where would you go? When?
Probably not too far back. maybe in like, I don't know, because there's also been like natural disasters that's like happened back then. So it's like hard.
Good probably, planning, good thinking.
Yeah. Probably back in like, probably back in middle school, not too far back.
Chris. A couple years ago.
Yeah, not that far back.
I know when I was your age, you know, there's like big celebrities. Like, who's the big celebrity crush right now for teens?
TikTokers, but they're not celebrities. So, I mean, they're actually coming out with a Netflix show for the Hype House, who are a bunch of influencers on TikTok.
Interesting. So yeah, they make money doing that, right?
Yeah, that's how they make money. So it's like hard to call them a celebrity, but at the same time, they're like big influencers, you know?
We're in a new times. What a trip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there somebody I should be following on TikTok?
It really depends on what you like, you know? It's not really like who you should be following. I feel like it just depends on your interests and everything.
What do you follow? Who do you follow?
I follow my dad's in that room.
So. He's not listening. Is he listening? Okay. He's shaking his head. We can talk about it later. Okay, okay. If you're big on Netflix. You're always like telling me about what's cool. I think you were watching Walking Dead last time. Was it Walking Dead?
Yeah.
What's the cool like Netflix show right now? Is that it?
Right now I'm watching, I mean, I just finished the last season of Walking Dead. Well, on Netflix, there's one other season that I'm watching off of Netflix. But because I'm not watching that right now, I'm watching The Circle. It's kind of like a media show, to be honest. Like,
Social media?
Kind of like they can talk through TVs and text people through the TV. They don't all know each other. They can be catfish each other. And so what they're doing is they're trying to become top people, and they can vote people out, if that makes sense. And whoever's like to the finals can win like $100,000 or something like that.
Oh, wow. So it's like a reality show.
Yeah. So like they all like try to like get to know each other, text each other. Then you make enemies and you make friends, and then you rank each other, and whoever gets ranked the lowest can be voted out, and whoever gets ranked the highest gets to choose who they rank out, and they lead the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drama. I would probably watch that.
No, this season was pretty, they say some gnarly things.
Scary. People have too much time. If you could have like a plane or a boat, what would you name it?
A plane or a boat?
Yeah, what would be, like, your ship name?
I don't know. I want to do something like a British name, but...
Oh, God, here we go with the British accent. Let's go.
But at the same time, I feel like a British name for a boat or a ship is, like, accurate, you know?
Yes, like, totally. Legit. Can you please grace our audience with your lovely British... How you speak in a normal basis around the house.
I've been practicing for quite a long time. And I think I've gotten somewhat decent. Although sometimes I confuse it for an Australian accent.
And what is your obsession? Why this obsession?
It's just very, very pleasing to just speak it. No. Very fancy. You know, my normal English accent is very boring. I like to add a little bit of spice, you know?
It does to it. Yes, darling.
Yes, very, it's cursiveness, you know?
All right, well, before I get to some of the meaty stuff that I want to ask you about, just tell me some of those, like, cool teen things, like, that maybe your dad and I don't know about.
I mean, I pretty much feel you guys on a lot of things. basically, social media. That's our lives, basically, I feel like. Is social media.
How long can you go without checking TikTok?
TikTok, it's like, that's actually not that bad. Probably most of the day. But I feel like for me, it's mainly Snapchat that I wouldn't be able to get off. Because that's how I text all my friends and everything.
Why Snapchat versus like any other app? Like, what is it specifically about Snapchat that's appealing to you?
Because normally, like on iMessage, or if you have an iPhone, or just on regular message, you just text each other. But on Snapchat, you guys can like send pictures and then text each other through the pictures.
Right.
Or type whatever you want. And then you guys snap back and forth, and then like using filters and that type of stuff.
Yeah, I definitely like Snapchat for like live videos. Like, hey, here's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
What are some misconceptions that adults may have about?
Maybe that. Okay, no, that's not a misconception. I don't really know.
All right, we'll think about that one. Let that simmer for
come
a
back,
minute.
Come back to me.
We're going to come back to that. Yeah. So you have grown up. You're the only girl. You have three brothers, triplet brothers. What was that like growing up with three boys?
Very loud.
It still is.
Loud, yeah. It still is. I feel like it made me into the person that I am right now, you know? More patient with things.
Yeah, you're very patient. You're a great leader. You're super compassionate. I mean, we know two of your brothers are autistic, and you're so good with them. You're so good with the way that you communicate and how you calm them down when there's anxiety about schedule or anything that comes up. What would be the biggest takeaway that you've learned having brothers with special needs?
That they're just like everybody else, you know?
Yes.
I think that there is like no way to like say that, oh, they're different or stuff like that. Because if you met them, they're like the greatest people ever. They're so funny. They're so,
you know, they're hilarious.
They're hilarious. And it's like, they're amazing, you know?
Oh, we were just talking about how Sean's a creeper.
They just lift you up, you know?
It's like, so funny.
They don't bring you down in any way, you know? And that's what makes them amazing, because a lot of people, that's what they do nowadays, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. It's one thing I really love. Like, for example, Parker's a good example of this. Like, Barbie gets so anxious and gets so stressed out, and she'll be just like nipping at his ankles, you know, just, and most people while having a dog, like nip at your ankles like that, get so frustrated and they're like, go away, you know, stop or whatever. And he's so mellow. Like, it's like, it doesn't even faze him. He just continues to walk through the house like it's not even happening. They're definitely so patient. And then Sean with his inquisitive mind and his 1,000 questions, mm-hmm. it's just hilarious. Like, they're so funny. Mm-hmm. And Parker was cussing.
I wonder where he got that from.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm always like, what did he say, babe, the other day that was like, I was like, for sure he got that from me. We have to be so careful what we say.
Yes.
Yeah, WTF. It was a WTF. Yeah. Next. Okay. We have some good stories about Sean and Parker. Mm-hmm. They're too funny. What about having a stepmom who's on the news? Is that weird?
Really, but some people will at school be like, are you the news reporter's stepdaughter? And I was like,
depends. Do you like her or not?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Is this a question because your parents like them, or
or I did a story and they're not happy about it?
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know. That's always how I feel.
Yeah.
When people are staring, I'm like, are they staring because they want to come say hi, or because they recognize that I did a story? No, most of the time it's always supportive and positive, and we have a lot of community support, which is great. And we're so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But having a dad who's a police sergeant might be a little bit more challenging, no?
Yeah, it is. I feel like especially because what's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole Black Lives Matter situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit challenging because now it's not something that I can just go around saying, you know,
Yeah.
without people being like looking at you or just have something to say, you know. But at the same time, it's nothing that I hide, you know. I make it very clear that my dad's a cop and my friends know that too.
That's
And
great.
I'm not ashamed of it because I know my dad's a very good person and the community loves him for a reason. Because he does not have a single bit of evilness in his heart.
Yeah, he's a good one. We need more of him, more like him.
Yes,
He's
more like him.
definitely legit. And that's, you know, I'm sure that's hard when you're opening up social media and you're seeing, you know, just what everybody doesn't want, which is generalizing of people, right? And so when you see all cops lumped into this one, you know, if Barbie goes out and bites someone's ankle off, you know, then everybody judges all Chihuahuas from being that dog that bites ankles. And you're like, wait, I have a Chihuahua that doesn't bite ankles. Like, this Chihuahua is really nice. It's hard. It's hard for sure.
I feel like it just comes down to good and bad people, you know, people who make mistakes.
Yeah. Well, you are definitely more mature and strong to be able to stand up for what you think is right in a time where, you know, you're early on in high school and it would be easy to just, you know, jump on the bandwagon.
Could you repeat that?
Our parenting style, how would you describe it?
Me and your dad. Sorry, you cut off for a second. But,
sure.
I was like, what?
Come again?
I mean, you guys are cool parents. You guys
Yay!
Yeah, you guys aren't those, like, you know. I feel like you guys have rules, but they're, like good rules, you know, not, like, rules that are, like, something that'll make me want to, like, disobey you guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're a good kid, too. You make it easy, you know, to parent because you're reasonable and you're communicative and you stick to what you know is good and right and...
Yeah.
That's super important. I know it's got to be tough though when, like, you see your dad cruise by the school in a car and you're maybe walking across the street from a group of boys that you have nothing to do with.
I don't. I literally don't. They're just all going to Fresh Freeze or the Henderson Center too. And then he's just there.
He's like, who are those boys?
Yeah. He just pulls up out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, hey there. how you doing?
Well, you're his only daughter. He's got to be a strict one.
Yes, but I like that he's not like super strict, you know? Like
he's very he's such a softie. Yeah.
He's reasonable, I think.
I think so. He's very patient. I think probably years of doing his job has made him that way too, just like very mellow and he can deal with all of my crazy, he can deal with all of our crazy. But I'm sure that we embarrass you from time to time. Like, what is something that is embarrassing that your dad and I do? The most embarrassing thing that we do?
I think for my dad is when if I am with people and he sees me, he will not be ashamed to pull over. And with you, I think it's if when I'm with you and you're like, like yelling or something.
Dancing.
Yeah, or something like loud and hyped up, and I'm just like if I'm going to school or something, you'll be like, "Bye!" or like super loud. I'm just like,
"Yes." There's something that you'll learn in life when you get older is that it is so fun to annoy your kids. Like, it's just like how you're paying me back for what I did when I was your age to my mom. Like, I get to be the adult in that sometimes and just be like obnoxious. It's funny.
But yeah, I think those are the two main things.
Well, this podcast is called Choose Happy. So before we end, I just want to ask how do you define happiness?
I don't know. I feel like there's no real definition for happiness. It's just really based off of what you think makes you happy.
So what does Choose Happy mean to you?
Choose happy to do what you love.
Yes. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know yet. I mean, something in law, like an attorney or something.
Yes.
Yes.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Barbie said, yeah, girl. Go, girl. Well, Ms. Wilson, thank you so much for taking time to be here with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your insight coming from a teen herself. Your
Of
dad's right here.
course.
You want to chime in?
Nope, I'm good. Good job, kiddo. I love you.
Love you too.
We love you. And
I
thank
miss
you,
you.
everybody, for listening to this episode of Choose Happy. Bye.
Bye.